Friday night.
We're back, Mr. President. You mentioned the Zionist regime. You've called, I want to be correct on this, you've called for Israel to be wiped off the map. Now, since you say that you are a peaceful nation, you don't mean militarily. Do you mean politically wiped off the map? What do you mean?
I think that I have to elaborate on two points here. Today marks, in fact, the fourth year of that I visited New York City. And the questions that are being asked of me are the same questions that were asked 4 years ago. Whereas the world, in fact, has undergone tremendous changes since many developments have unfolded since in the United States, in Europe, and everywhere else around the world. These developments are new. I've responded to this question many times before.
The
fact that we oppose the fundamentals of the Zionist regime is because of peace and justice. We seek a viable peace. Perhaps as a journalist who has years of experience, you must be aware of what goes on in the Middle East, the extent of the calamity, in other words. For over 60 years, more than 5 million Palestinian people have been displaced. People who were forced out of their homes. And those who have stayed are being bombarded every day militarily. They're being killed in their own homes at times, women and children at times are besieged, and medicine, water, and food does not always reach them sufficiently. Children lose their lives, as do women as a result at times. Sometimes women die giving birth. Palestinian figures are assassinated. And it goes to such extent that it's actually announced beforehand. Three big wars started by the Zionist regime.
But
the last of which was in 2006 when they attacked Lebanon. So when will this calamity, this catastrophe end? Our solution is a humanitarian one.
How?
What we say is that in the Palestinian territory there must be a free referendum and the Palestinian people should determine their own fate. This is the spirit and the letter of the Charter of the United Nations. I ask you, I'd like to ask you, really, how is it possible to force out a people of one land and then gather other people from around the world and let them sit and live in the homes of others and establish a government? There's really a logic that is unacceptable. What are the Palestinians to do? The world community that the United States claims to speak for, how come does not embody the voices of the Palestinians? 60 years of displacement.
Would you agree, and there are obviously disagreements here, would you agree to sit down with all of the people of the Middle East, Israel included, to work at some solutions? You don't want harmful solutions. You don't want bombs. You don't want to obliterate a people. You want to do some things politically. Why not sit down and talk, Israel included?
You see, the Zionist regime is an uninvited guest. It is an occupier.
But if you don't
killing
talk to
people,
them,
allow me. I'd like to ask you, if someone comes and occupies the United States, as American people, would you give them any rights? Or would you force them out?
But the world declared it a state. Israel is a state. That's a fact. You're not going to change that fact. Israel is a state. So all I'm asking you is, why not get together now, states and state, and discuss your disagreements and hopefully come to some peace and bring about justice for Palestinians? Why can't you? Israel, you're not going to change that.
The apartheid regime of South Africa was a fact as well. Where is it today? The Soviet Union was a fact as well. Where is it today?
Was
the Soviet Union, did the Soviet Union collapse as a result of talks and dialogue, or as a result of resilience, resistance, in other words? At times you have to resist. You see, over 100 peace plans have been offered for the resolution of the Palestinian crisis, and all of them have been defeated. None of them have given results. Today, the head of the Palestinian Authority, the Egyptian leader, many others have negotiated with the Zionists many times. But has there been any result? Hundreds of meetings and negotiations. What's the result so far? Except the expansion of the Zionist regime, the expansion of settlements, except for the escalation of tensions and terror and the killing of people. This regime is fundamentally illegal.
Coming up, I'll ask the president of Iran why he denies the Holocaust ever happened and whether he wants to harm Jewish people.